Welcome back to the Midday Show. This is Adam here with you, and I'm joined by the artistic director of the Catskill Ballet Theater. Melissa Bierstock is joining me today. Thank you for coming out here, Melissa.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, you crossed the river.
I did cross the river, yeah. Yes.
Where do you call home, by the way?
I'm actually from Rhinebeck.
Oh, okay.
Originally, so I'm this. Right. So I'm familiar with this side of the river. I left for a number of years, but I'm back. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And now you live in Kingston. I live in Kingston. Yeah,
so it's an easy commute.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Or all of your performances, like the one we're going to discuss momentarily, at UPAC.
Yeah, UPAC is our home.
That's your home. Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't we just tell folks, since it came up already, that your latest production, Alice in Wonderland, is going to have three performances on Friday, April 24th at 7 o'clock. It's on Saturday, the 25th at
4 p.m.
4 p.m. And on Sunday, the 26th at 2 p.m.
Yes.
And tickets are available. You can buy your tickets online. Or, and this comes recommended, if you happen to be anywhere near, what is it considered? That Midtown?
The box office in Midtown, yeah.
UPAC, yeah. Go there. First of all, I can tell you firsthand, they're great.
They
folks
are wonderful people.
At UPAC.
They're wonderful.
I've been there many, countless times.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely my preference. And there's no fees if you go in person, and you can look at the chart and pick out where you want to go.
Oh,
and,
right.
Yeah, I love. I always go in person.
There's a motivation to go in person to pick up. And it's cheaper, it turns out. So tell me a little bit about your time with the Catskill Ballet Theater.
Sure. So I am from Rhinebeck.
Right.
And I grew up here and dancing here at what was the Anne Hebbard School of Ballet in Kingston.
Okay.
I danced all the way through high school, pursued a professional career, lived in Canada for 20 years, and then I moved back here.
Oh, you were living in Canada.
Yeah, I left for Toronto.
You joined a company that was based in Canada?
Yeah, I was mostly teaching, but I was performing and teaching in Toronto.
Great city.
Yeah, it's a great city.
Many, many times.
Yeah, great city. And then the woman who was my mentor, Anne Hebbard, was looking to retire, and we talked about it, and I moved back, and I spent about 10 years as her assistant to the directorship and taught all the classes. And then I ended up purchasing the Ballet School of Kingston, which it's now called, from her, which is the affiliate school to Catskill Ballet Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the non-for-profit, which is Catskill Ballet, that puts on productions like The Nutcracker and Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
And we have my school that sort of feeds into that company.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of that seems to be a conventional.
Yeah.
I remember from my days at, I had a partner for a while who worked at the New York State Theater at Lincoln Center.
Yep.
And they had the similar type of...
Yeah, I can think of like School of American Ballet with New York City Ballet is similar, right? There's the school and then the company that sort of feeds into, they're fed from, yeah.
Yeah. And so how is that transition from Toronto back to the Hudson Valley?
Well, it was right. It was 9/11, you know, the whole thing, wanting to come back home. It was complicated, but I had small children. But I was ready to come back here and sort of see it in a different way in adult eyes. And it's been wonderful. I mean, I love that there's, you know, 90 minutes and I've got access to New York City where my daughter's in, you know, just finished college and have all the benefits of being up here and the familiarity. And it's great. I mean, this changed a lot. Kingston's changed a lot.
Yes.
So it's been wonderful to be part of that transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about this production of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
Obviously, I'm going to guess this as, well, you mentioned also on the holidays you do, right?
We do the Nutcracker.
That's like an annual staple.
Yes.
And so are they all usually family?
Family-friendly ballets? Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Nutcracker, like you said, is our staple, and it's done every single year. We're at 40 years now.
Wow.
The production just keeps getting bigger and better, and like this past year, last 2 years, we've had principal dancers from the Boston Ballet as our soloists, and it's just been exciting for all the kids. It's a real extravaganza of its performance. When the board of directors can raise enough money for us to do a spring production as well, then we have a couple that we choose from, and it's not every year. So this is Alice in Wonderland 2026. We did do it in 2023, which was our comeback performance after we were shut down during COVID. And then we also have other ballets in our repertoire, but we chose to do this one again. Yeah.
Yeah. How is the psychedelic aspects of the story conveyed, if at all, in the ballet?
Yeah, this is a super absurd ballet, to be honest with you. you know, everything's sort of larger than life. We have, you know, it's very child-friendly. So, for instance, the Royal Ballet's version of this has a, you know, a solo caterpillar that's, you know, kind of psychedelic. We have seven children under a giant caterpillar head.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's really? Everything, the props are insane.
Get along.
Yeah.
It's are these
very
local
close
kids,
quarters.
By the way?
Yeah, yeah, everybody's mostly Ulster County. You have a little bit of Dutchess County kids coming
that's
over.
Local. That's local.
But yes, but yeah.
And are they interested in theater, these kids, not just ballet? Because I know you're mm-hmm. not demanding of most of these kids to actually yeah. dance.
Oh, it's pretty demanding.
It
We're
is?
A pretty serious
I
school.
Misspoke.
Yeah, so that's okay. But you're right in the sense that at that age, how much can you demand? So, mm-hmm. you know, 7-year-olds who are underneath the caterpillar are members of the school who train 2 days a week,
right.
And then we go all the way through to pre-professional level. So our more professional dancers that are still students are dancing 5-6 days a week. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, there's a lot of commitment from them. But the littler ones, you know, they're little,
yeah.
so they're there for classes 2 days a week. But when we're in production mode like this, they have rehearsals on the weekends too. So it is still demanding of them. But to your question, they got the theater bug. You know, my biggest yeah. competition is their school plays and their
right.
acting classes
sure.
because these kids really do love to perform.
Yeah,
it's really
right.
neat. It's
yeah.
a very genuine desire to not just train, they want to perform.
Wow. There must be some that are already like professional in their manner, in their
yeah.
commitment, dedication.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, yeah. a, you know, something. I mean, I have the really great fortune of being some of these kids teacher from the age of 5-6 all the way up till they're 18-19, and sometimes we have alumni that even come back and still train, so I get to see them all the way through.
What a gift.
Which is an yeah. amazing gift. They're you know, it's like a family but with high expectations. So yeah,
we won't get into the parents.
No,
I'm talking with Melissa Bierstock, the artistic director for the Catskill Ballet Theater. Again, there's three performances coming right up this weekend at UPAC, the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston. I'll say it again, even though you can go to UPAC's website and get all the details and the tickets. This Friday, 7 o'clock, Saturday at 4 o'clock, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's a perfect way to spend an evening or afternoon this weekend as we're slowly winding our way into the spring.
Yeah, it feels really spring-like. It's a very yeah. happy ballet, which yeah. is nice to do right now and to have yeah. people joining together with that sense of community that we're in that now because we're in production week. So
yeah.
the work that, you know, is it changes and now you have your production crew and the families are involved in such a positive way. We're in that moment where it really feels like
yes.
you know, spring has sprung and everybody's yeah. coming together.
How is it? Are you so used to performing at UPAC when you look from the stage out? Does
mm.
it do you take that for granted at this
no,
point?
No, it's so funny you say that. I was just thinking because I'm headed to theater after this and I thought, oh, I'm going to take my picture that I always take. And I thought, God, this never gets old.
Yeah.
It never gets old. And I've been on both sides of the stage now for, you know, number of years.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I could tell you which one's my favorite anymore. It's just mm-hmm. always magical. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Are you, at what point are you in the theater itself doing the dress or do you get that opportunity?
Our load-in was this morning.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have a couple of days where just production crew is in and then the kids will come in for a tech and placement rehearsal on Wednesday night and then
wow.
we'll do a dress Thursday night and then our first show Friday.
Wow. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I wish everybody all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Is there any component that you really feel like you want to highlight?
I guess I would just highlight that I'm so proud of our White Rabbit and our Alice, who are here, they're guest performers from the
Those
city.
Those are the two primary roles.
Two primary yeah. roles, and they're just a cut above. They're just amazing to work with. They're such they're such inspiring dancers, and watching the kids all get inspired by them, it really is just exciting to mm-hmm. to have the whole process, you know, right there for everybody to witness. All the, you know, it's all the way through.
Yeah.
And the kids hold the stage well with them. You know, it's a really, I'm proud of this production.
Well, that's great. That's confidence. That's a confidence building
yeah.
Experience for sure. And is there a membership for the Catskill Ballet Theater? Or?
Not a membership. We
okay.
do, you know, we are a non-for-profit and mm-hmm. we do all sorts of fundraisers and we run by a board of directors and we're happy to have people on a you know, a newsletter list to know about the things that we're doing and our performances
okay.
and I'm always happy to bring kids places to have them perform if we're doing mm-hmm. outside events. We had some mm-hmm. kids go to the library recently. It's sweet. You know, that's the
okay.
the sweeter
Wasn't
parts.
Sure. Because so many seem to have the subscriber bases.
Yeah, it's really not. I mean, they can go to CatskillBalletTheater.org to learn more about us that way and be in touch.
Get on the mailing list, as you mentioned. And, and if they want to reach out to you, is that...
Yes, there's a link on the website that goes right to the company. Anything that's meant for me will get to me. Yeah,
me. Good enough. Yeah. Yep. Or they can contact me. I feel like I could speak for you.
You're welcome to speak for me at this point.
Well, let's make sure we do this again for the. Is there any production between this spring and? There must be one more.
No, we are going to go. We have Nutcracker auditions 2 weeks after this.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we won't start rehearsing that till September, but it's a really big show. And we've grown so much. We have about 75 to 80 kids on stage.
That's a big thing.
So it takes, it's a pretty big undertaking. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, good to know.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your coming by, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me and for letting us have this chance to talk about the show.
It's my pleasure. And again, people go to bardavon.org is the website. I should mention that because they're one and the same company. But the performances are at UPAC in Kingston this weekend. All right. So support the arts here in the Hudson Valley. And attend Alice in Wonderland at UPAC. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
98.1 KZE.